Chapter 14. The Treasure Room. Gugul walked to the wall and pushed on the side of the cave. We felt wind as a stone panel rose up from the floor.
"Enter, white men," said Gugul. "Long ago, men took the diamonds out of the earth. They put them in this cave. Once a white man came into the cave with a woman. She found the secret panel in the cave by accident. The white man filled a bag with diamonds. Then he found a very big diamond. It is the one King Ignosi is wearing."
"Was the man Dom José da Silvestra? What happened to him?" I asked Gugul.
"The woman betrayed him. She tried to trap him in the cave, and he dropped the bag of diamonds as he tried to escape. He returned to the Kukuanas with only one big diamond. The king of the Kukuanas took the diamond and sent the man out of the country. He died in the mountains. You will find a bag of diamonds inside the room. Go in!"
Gugul said with an evil laugh. Captain Good went into the cave first, and we followed him. Fualata was too scared to come with us, so she stayed just inside the secret entrance. Near the entrance, Captain Good found a bag of diamonds.
"This is the way to King Solomon's treasure," said Good, as he walked down a passage and into a large room.
Everyone except Fualata followed Good into the room. In the room, there were many stone boxes full of diamonds, and more boxes full of gold coins. We started to fill our pockets with diamonds and gold coins. Laughed Gugul.
"You love the diamonds so much! Now you can eat them and drink them!"
We were so busy filling our pockets with the diamonds that we did not see Gugul go quietly out of the treasure room. Suddenly, we heard Fualata shout,
"Help! Help! Gugul has a knife! She is killing me! The stone panel at the entrance to the cave is closing! Gugul wants to trap you!"
We ran out of the treasure room with our pockets full of diamonds and gold coins and saw the stone panel coming down. Gugul tried to crawl under it before it closed, but the heavy stone panel crushed her body. She screamed horribly. Fualata died a few minutes later. We were very sad. She was a brave and beautiful girl.
"Gugul wanted to trap us here with no food and water," said Captain Good. "That's why she told us to eat and drink the diamonds. Now the panel is closed and we can't escape."
"We have to find a way out of the cave," said Sir Henry.
We searched for hours, but we didn't find a way to open the panel or escape from the room. We all tried to think of a plan, but no one could find a solution to our problem. Finally, our light went out and we fell asleep. When we woke up, it was dark. We felt the walls and floor with our hands and tried to find a way out of the room. At last, very tired, we sat down. We rested for some time, and then I had an idea. "The air in this room is fresh," I said. "We have to find where the air is coming from. Then we can find a way out." We went around the room again.
"I feel air coming up from the floor," said Captain Good.
After some time, we found a stone ring in the floor and pulled very hard. A stone came up, and there were stairs under it. At the bottom of the stairs, there was a tunnel. We walked along the tunnel for a long time.
"I think I hear water,"
said Captain Good at last. Soon we came to an underground river. "We can follow the water. It has to come out of the mountain somewhere," I said. We walked beside the river for hours. We moved very slowly because we had no light and we often fell.
"Look, there's light ahead of us," said Sir Henry at last.
There was a very small light in the distance, and we went quickly towards it. The light came from a small opening at the end of the tunnel. Sir Henry climbed up and pulled away some stones. Then he climbed through the hole.
"I'm out,"
Sir Henry called to us, and we all followed him into the fresh air. We rested for an hour, and then climbed down the side of the mountain. At last, we saw Solomon's Road below us. Enkados was there with some warriors.
"Enkados," we shouted, "we are here."
"You're back from the dead," called Enkados. "I didn't think you were still alive."